The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simon Aleph. Dine Hashkama Sabaker, the laws of waking up in the morning. Sif Aleph, Shivisi Hashem Unegdi Samir, I stand Hashem in front of me at all times. Hu Klal Gadol Batayra, this is a great principle of the Torah. Ovimalis Hatzadikim, and in the levels of the righteous, Asher Hochim Lefneho Alekim, who walk in front of Hashem. This means that a person has to always imagine to himself as if he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam utnu asay va'asakav, the sitting of a person and his movements and his activities is not the same v'hu levada v'beisay, when he is alone in his house, k'mo yeshivasay utnu, like his sitting utnu asay and his movements va'asakav and his activities k'asha hu lifnei melech gadol, like when he is in front of a great king. A person acts differently when he knows he's in the presence of somebody special, of somebody great. V'chein, and so too, ein diburoi v'harchovas piv, his speech and the opening of his mouth is not the same b'yoysa imanshe besai, when he is with the people of his house, his family, v'krevav, and his relatives, k'moi, just like b'yoysa v'mesha ha'melech, when he is sitting in the presence of the king. Ki oz, because then when he is in the presence of the king, mashgiach bevadai, he is certainly careful. Al kol tnuaisav, and all of his movements, vidiburav, and his speech, sheyu misukanim karoi, that they should be completely proper. He should not do anything wrong or say anything wrong, because he's aware that he is in the presence of the king. Kol shekein, certainly, all the more so, Kasha Yasim Ha'adim El Levi, when a person puts to his heart, he keeps in mind, Ki HaMelech HaGadol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the great king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Meloichal Ha'aretz Kevaydei, that the whole world is filled with his glory, with his honor. Aymid Olav, that he, Hashem, is standing over you, V'roya V'naisav, and he sees your actions. K'may Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Yisaser Ishbi Mistarim, if a person will hide in a hiding place, in secret, Vani Layer Enu, and I will not see him, Nun Hashem, so says Hashem, Halayas Hashem Mayim Vesa'aretz Ani Mole, behold, is it not that I fill the heavens and the earth? Says Hashem, certainly I'm going to see any person, even if he's in hiding, even if he's in a private room, even though there are no other people around to watch his actions, I'm going to see him. So if a person keeps this in mind, and he realizes that even when he is in the privacy of his own home, and there is no one else around to watch him, there's no other person to watch him, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is always watching him, the Vadai certainly, miyad, immediately, tagia in love, hayira, it will come to him the midah of fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hachna, and a humbleness, a subjugation, mipachad Hashem Yisbarach, from the fear of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yeva shimenu, and he will be embarrassed from him, and therefore he will make sure that all of his actions are done properly and carefully, considering the fact that he is in the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. At the beginning of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Dinei Shkames HaBaikar, it's worthwhile to mention the Sheish Mitzvot Tzmidiyos, the Chafetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, right in the beginning of Siman Aleph, felt it was worthwhile to mention that there are six mitzvahs, constant mitzvahs, that a person is supposed to keep in mind at all times. And not mentioned the Feirish in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's an important thing to be aware of. And these mitzvahs are, the first mitzvah is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that a person has to believe that there is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam who created the world from nothing. The Second mitzvah is not to believe in any other powers. He has to believe that only the Ribbono Shel Olam has power and the ability to do what he wants. That's the mitzvah of L'Yil Necho Elohim Acher Mapanai. The third mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, L'Yachadai, to be aware that the Ribbono Shel Olam is single. There's nothing else besides the Ribbono Shel Olam. As it says in the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that we have to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. There is no plurality of powers in the world. Mitzvah number four is L'ahava, is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the Pasuk, V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha, and we are commanded to feel and love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fifth mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. The Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, we have to at all times feel in awe in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the sixth mitzvah, that we have to be careful not to follow our eyes and our hearts to lead us astray to do others. Sif Beis, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'gam b'shachvay al mishkavay, also when a person is lying on his bed, yeid alafnei mihu shaychev, as he just mentioned, a person has to be constantly aware that he is in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore even when he's lying in bed and there's no one else around, he should be cognizant of the fact that he is lying in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umiyad, and immediately kishiyer mishinasa, when he awakens from his sleep, yizkar chaste Hashem yisparach shema, you should remember the kindness of Hashem, asher also yimai, that Hashem did a kindness with him, shehechti olayis nishmasi, that he returned his soul to him, asher ifkida etzlei ayefa, that he deposited his soul weary and tired before he went to sleep, he gave it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yechziru my chadasha, and he's returning the soul to you. Chadasha, new, fresh, viragua, and rested. Kidei lavet avodasa yisbarach shema, in order for you to be able to perform the service of Hashem yisbarach. Bechol yecholte, with all of his ability, masharsay, and to serve him kol hayom, the whole day. Kizeh kol adam, because this is the entirety of the purpose of a person in this world, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this thought that the Ribbono Shel Olam, of the kindness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he returns our souls to us every morning, is expressed in the Pasuk in Eicha, Kimashamer HaKasav Chadashim HaBekarim. New, in the morning, Rabba Munasecha, your trustworthiness is great. Pirish means to say, V'chol Baiker, every morning, Nasa Ha'adam Ber Yechadasha. A person becomes like a new creation. He gets his soul back, fresh, rested, and he's able to start anew with full strength the Avodas Hayom, his activities of the day, in his service of Hashem. And therefore, because a person should keep that in mind, v'yayda v'chol levava, he should thank with all his heart l'Hashem yisparach shemai, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzais, for this kindness. And therefore, while he is still on his bed, he should say, I thank you, I admit to you, I thank you, Melech Chai V'Kayon, King who lives and exists forever, Shechazarta V'Nishmasi, that you return my soul to me, V'Chemla, with mercy, Rabba Munasecha, great is your trustworthiness that we go to sleep, and expecting you to return our neshamas back to us in the morning, and you do so every morning. Even though Sha'adayin and the others, his hands are not yet clean, in the middle of the night it's likely that his hands touch parts of the body that are dirty, that are normally covered, that have sweat, and he has to wash his hands before saying any brachas. This phrase of Maida'ani, he's able to say, Yachon Leimazais is able to say this, Kevin Sheim by Sheim, because it does not have the name of Hashem in it. The Yafsik Ma'an, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells you, a grammatical point, one should pause a little bit, bein tevas bechemla, between the word bechemla, with mercy, and letevas rabba, to the word rabba, because they're two different thoughts. Hashem returns our souls to us with mercy, kama, rabba munasecha, great is your trustworthiness that you do this for us every day. Sif Gimel. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes the famous Mishnah in Masecht Avos, the fifth parak, Mishnah Chaf Gimel. Yehuda Min Tema Omer, Yehuda Min Tema says, Have Az Kan Omer, a person should be brazen like a leopard, V'kal Kanesha, and light like an eagle, Ratz Katzvi, running or swift like a deer, V'gibar Ka'ari, and strong like a lion, Ma'asayis Ritzayin Avicha Shevashamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains, Az Kan Omer, brazen like a leopard, Pirusha, its explanation is, You should not be embarrassed because of people who make fun of you. In the service of Hashem. Which means that if you're in a situation or you're in a place, there are people who are not keeping the laws of Hashem. They're not following what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to do. And it's embarrassing for you to do what you would like to do, for you to keep the mitzvahs, despite the fact that no one else is doing so, and maybe worse, maybe they're going to look down upon you, think you're weird, you know, even express their displeasure or their surprise, I think you're old-fashioned. A person should never be embarrassed and should never be ashamed to do what's right. And if it's time to do a particular mitzvah, you should make sure to do the mitzvah. If it's time to daven, you should make sure to daven, despite the fact that you may get stares from other people. The Mishnah Berurah, however, cautions over here that a person shouldn't be brazen unnecessarily. The midah of azus, the midah of brazenness, is not a positive midah under most circumstances. And therefore, if a person could do the mitzvah quietly, without causing a fuss, without causing a ruckus, it's better that he should do so rather than do it, so to speak, in your face, purposely, to get the other people all riled up and upset. However, this issue is something which requires consultation with a person's rav, a person's rebbe. There are some situations where it is better for him to make a statement, it's better for him to publicly do a mitzvah, so that other people should learn from what he's doing. Other people should learn to do the right thing. There are other times it's better to do it quietly. Why make a fuss unnecessarily? And a person should use his judgment and discuss it with his rav or with his rebbe. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kal Kanesher, a person should be light like an eagle. Keneged Ru'us Ha'ayin, this is said relative to the faculty of sight. This means to say, a person should be light, quick to close his eyes, not to see evil. That means that if he comes across a sight that he's not supposed to be seeing, an immodest woman, an improper billboard, something he's not supposed to be looking at, a person should be careful to close his eyes swiftly so as not to look at it. Because seeing is the beginning of the Avera. Ha'ayin Raya, the eye sees, V'hamlev Chaymed, and the heart desires, V'chaym Ma'aseh Gaymen, and the faculties of action, they complete the deed, his hands, his feet. And therefore, a person should nip the Avera in the bud, so to speak. A person should close his eyes, prevent himself from seeing. That will make it easier for him to stop himself from doing the Avera. Ratz katzvi, you should be swift like a deer, keneged haraglayim, it's referring to the feet. Shraglecha, your feet, latayve rutzu, should run to do good. Vegibar ka'ari, and you should be strong like a lion, keneged hamlev, this is said relative to the heart. Ki agivura v'avedes habayis barach, the strength in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is in the heart. A person has to be, Baran, the Tana is telling us that Chazik Lipcha, your heart should be strong, Pavaidasa in his service, it is Gabra HaYetzer, and you should overpower the Yetzer Haran Lanatzcha to best him, to beat him, Kigibra HaMeskabra, something like a strong warrior who overpowers his enemy, Lanatzcha, to beat him, Lapil Haaretz, and to throw him to the ground. That a person should be willing and able to wrestle with the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara tries to convince you to do an Avera, your person has to have the willpower, the strength of character to say, no, I will not do it. Continues the Kitzer, Sif Dalin, Lachain, therefore, Tzarech Ha'adam, Lachiskabe Kari, a person has to be strong like a lion, conquer his evil inclination, Umiyad Kishayir Mishinasu, and immediately when he awakens from his sleep, the Amar Maidani, and he said, Maidani has thanked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for his feeling of freshness, his neshama that he has received back. He is now awake and able to start his day. Yakum is Jesus, he should get up with alacrity, to the service of Hashem. Kaidim, she is Gabriel of Hayetzer Hara, before the Yetzer Hara can overpower you, betainais, with claims, with excuses, that you shouldn't get up. Rather, you should get up immediately. And Shavur points out it's not a good idea necessarily to jump out of bed the second you wake up. It's not so healthy. Rather, a person should not delay. He wakes, he should stay in bed for a few moments and then get out of bed right away, rather than rolling over and going back to sleep. Yitzchakim alav, a person should be wiser than the Yetzer Hara, and Hasiyai, who will try to convince him, the Chayef in the winter, how can you get up early in the morning now, the Biker in the Ashkim, early in the morning, Vakar Gadol, it's very cold. Well, by Kaitim in the summer, Yasiyenu, he will convince him, how can you get up from your bed, you still have not been satiated from your sleep, you haven't slept long enough. This is obviously referring to a time when people's lives were ruled by the sun, not by clocks. They went to sleep when it was dark, they woke up when it got light. And therefore, in the summer, their sleep was shorter than in the winter. By the Tainus Acheres of Kodaimu, or with other similar excuses, reasons that a person should not get up. Ki Hayetzer Hara, who Yodeat, Hated, Yetzer Hara knows very well, Matzu B'nei Adam, to trap a person with Mahamayros, with snares and traps, Baal Yaakov, you shouldn't get up. The Yetzer Hara knows what excuses to give each person, what's going to convince him to stay in bed and not to get up right away. So, Lachain, and therefore, call Baal Nefesh, every person who is a spiritual person, Hayari V'chari L'Advar Hashem, who is scared and he's careful to fulfill the words of Hashem, Sarachli Eskabri Olav, he has to be stronger than the Yetzer Hara, he has to overpower the Yetzer Hara. So Yishmael, you should not listen to him. And even if the matter is very hard for you, because of the heaviness of the body, the atzlusa and his laziness, Yosim Magamasa, you should place as his goal, the will of the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosim Aliva, you should put to his heart, you should think to himself, Kiyim Haya Kariyasai Eza Adam Eza Esik. A certain person would call you to some business deal. She aviach by mamim, that you have an opportunity to make a lot of money, to profit a lot of money, on ligvay chayvay, or to collect a debt that you otherwise would not be able to collect. Or a person would call you, sheyatzlas by my name in a hefse, that he should save his money from a loss. Kigayim nafal the lake of ear, for example, a fire fell in the city, and you have to wake up with alacrity to save your possessions, or kadayim, or some other issue which you stand to save money or to gain money. The Vadai certainly how you come as Jesus, he would get up with alacrity miyad right away of mi'avas and money because of the love of his money, and he would not be weak, he would not be lazy, he would not be slow to get up. The chen, and so too, if he had to go to the service of the king, he was pressed into the king's service, and he had to wake up to go to work. He would get up with alacrity, and he wouldn't be weak, he wouldn't be lazy, he would not delay. Maybe they will file a claim against him to the king. like Yidei Linsay Chayim Be'ini HaMelech, or because he would like to find favor in the eyes of the king. Amachas Kama V'Kama, certainly how much more so a person has to get up quickly and with alacrity of Avodas Melech Malchi HaMelechim to the service of the king of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyesh Lailin Yizayar, that he has to be careful and welcome Mihiros to get up quickly of his reasons and with alacrity. If a person accustoms himself to this method of waking up, four or five times, it will not be difficult for him afterwards. One who comes to purify himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. It means even though it seems very difficult, how could you drag yourself out of bed so early in the morning? It's much easier to roll over and go back to sleep. The Kitzur tells us that if a person wins the fight a couple of times, once he accustoms his body to doing so, it becomes much easier after a while. And the fight becomes less and less, and he'll be able to get up without difficulty. Sifhei. If a person is able to wake up early, to get up at midnight, to say then the tefillah of Tikkun Chatzais, which is a mourning for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Matayv, how good is it? As it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Kumi, get up, Reini Balayla, wail at night, Mareish Hashmurais, at the beginning of the watches. Night is divided into watches, one who gets up in midnight, beginning of one of the watches of the night, which is a special time to cry and mourn over the destruction. It's a special thing. Just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, Kaviyachol, wails and cries at that time over the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, as it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Yimarim Yishag, Hashem cries out from up high, in the Ma'im Kodshay, from his holy dwelling place, Yitain Kodla, he gives forth his voice. Shoy Gishag Al Naveo, he is crying about his abode, about his Beis HaMikdash, his house that has been destroyed. Vaymer, it says in the Pasuk, Oyma Banim Shabbai, woe is to the children, Shabbai Vaynerseim, the Chrapti is basically that because of their Averas, I destroyed my house, the Beis HaMikdash, the Sarafti is a Choli, and I burned my temple, the Higlis in Levin Humais, and I exile them to among the nations. It's a quote from the Gemara in Masechta Brachos that Atana was davening and he heard a sound, the bas call coming from Shemayim, heavenly voice proclaiming this elegy. If it's impossible for a person to wake up so early, he cannot get up at midnight. Yisgabri should strengthen himself, al kalponim, at the least, lakum kaidan amud ha-shachat, wake up before dawn, before daybreak. V'kemay sh'omar, David HaMelech, alav ha-shalom, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, ha-ira shachar, I awaken the dawn. Which means, ani ma'iris ha-shachar, I awaken the dawn, means I am up before the dawn. V'en ha-shachar ma'irisim, the dawn does not awaken me, not that I wake up after it's already daybreak. And even after midnight, a person is able to say this tefillah of Tikkun Chatzais. And afterwards, he's able to learn Torah. Every person according to his ability. The person is able, learning a little bit of Mishnayos is the best thing. That's the preference to do at that time. And through this, that he learns Mishnayos on a regular basis, Lechem and Neshama, he is Zeicher to his Neshama, something special about his Neshama. Mishnah, Isis Neshama, the word Mishnah is the same letters as the word Neshama. The main way by Hachi, if a person is not capable, he's not able to learn Mishnayos, he asks, like, Tehillim, he should involve himself in saying chapters of Tehillim, Uvim Ma'amadais, or in the order of the Ma'amadas, it's printed in some old Siddurim, you'll find it. In the back is a Seder for every day of the week, different pieces of Tanakh and Gemara to say on a daily basis. Misifrei Musar, or one should learn Musar, such as Nesilas Yesharim, Chavis Halvavos. V'tayv ma'at b'kavanan, meharbis boy kavanan, it's better to say a little bit with kavanan, less prakma of Tehillim, and be mechavin, say with meaning, with devotion, rather meharbis boy kavanan, rather than saying a lot, and you don't understand what you're saying, you don't say with any meaning, with any feeling. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara tells us, in the end of Masech Tanya, Rabbi Chiya taught, Kol ha'isik ba'Torah b'layla, any person who is involved in learning Torah at night, Shekhinah connected by the Divine Presence, is opposite him. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Echa, kumi reini b'layla, get up. Reini b'layla, the Gemara is dashing, it means, say a sweet song of Torah at night. L'Rosh Hashmur is at the time of the beginning of the watches. Shifchi kamayim libech, pour out your heart like water. Noichach pnei Hashem, opposite the face of Hashem. Pirush, that means shashchina hi oz kenegdecha, that the shchina is at that time opposite you. If you are learning Torah at that time, the shchina is there with you. Ayyam Razach, as I also tell us, shekol ha'etzik b'Torah b'mayim, a person who is involved in learning Torah at night, nikra eved Hashem, he is called a servant of Hashem, k'masha. Hamak, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, call Avdi Hashem, all the servants of Hashem, in the Beveis Hashem Balelos, who stand in the house of Hashem at night. Ubon Lelos Hakatsaris, and in these short nights during the summer, She'i Efshon Lela Hashem Kolkach, it's not possible for him to get up so early. The Chol HaPach is at the minimum, at the least, he should strengthen himself, welcome to get up, but Oid She'i and Lezman, while he still has enough time, to prepare himself to go to shul and his problem to daven with a minion. The kitzur here is giving us a little bit mussar. The person has to make sure to get up early enough so that he can make all of his preparations for davening and still come on time to davening. A person wakes up too shortly before the time davening is supposed to start, it's very difficult to get there on time, very difficult to get there in the proper frame of mind and already prepared and ready to daven. So if one cannot wake up early, a person should at least wake up well before the time of the minyan so that he could come properly prepared and on time for minyan. The Shavur brings down that everyone has to know how much sleep he needs. A person has to make sure to get enough sleep so that he is able to daven properly and learn properly. If a person gets too little sleep and he's sleeping during davening, that's not necessarily the right thing to do. A person rather should make sure that he balances getting enough sleep so that he is able to learn daven and serve Hashem properly, but not get unnecessary amounts of sleep that takes him away from time that he could have spent learning and davening. Sif Vav, Mizmari Tehillim, chapters of Tehillim, Mechain Shar Parshiyos Mitayr Neviim Eksuvim, or other parshiyos, other pieces from Tanakh, Tayr Neviim Eksuvim, She'enam Shegurim B'pi HaKol, La'amrim Ba'peh, they're not fluent in everybody's mouth to say it by heart. They're not things which are normally said, they're not, let's say, part of Nor Psukhi Dezimra. They're not portions of the Torah or Tanakh that most people know by heart. Even one who does know to say them by heart. You happen to be a big expert in the Torah, and you're able to learn all of Torah by heart. But most people are not capable of doing that. Most people do not know so much of Torah by heart. Yesh leili hizahir, you should be careful, shemayim amrim ba'pen, not to say them by heart. The Gemara tells us that devarim shebiksav, the portions of Torah that were given to be written down, which are the 24 books of Tanakh, yatar ha'shoyim amrim ba'pen, a person is not allowed to say them by heart. And therefore, a person has to be careful not to say Tanakh by heart. There is an exception, however, that the Kitzur is telling us. If it's a chelik of Tanakh, it's a portion of Tanakh which everybody knows by heart. For example, parts of Psukei Dezimra, everyone says on a daily basis, and everybody knows, whether it be the parts of Tehillim, whether it be Oz Yashir, the parts of the Torah, those are is permissible for a person to say them by heart. However, there are other opinions which are more makel, and they understand that it's only forbidden to say words of Tanakh by heart if a person is being mitzi other people. If you are saying these words and other people are fulfilling an obligation by listening to you, for example, the Baal Kareh, when he learns from the Torah, he is being mitzi other people. He is causing them to fulfill the obligation of hearing the reading of the Torah. That's the only time a person is not allowed to say it by heart. But all other times, it is mutter. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not passing like that. The Mishnah Berurah himself says it's better not to rely on that, if you can, but it does seem it is what to rely on. Many people, it seems, are not so careful about this particular issur. It seems that they are relying on the Shita. That's only also to say the words of Tanakh by heart when you are being mighty somebody else. The Kitzur continues, V'suma mutter, a blind person is allowed to say words of Torah by heart, because for him there's no other way to do it, so he is allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the same thing would be in a situation where a person doesn't have Sfarim. Let's say he's stuck in jail, and they do not allow him to have any Sfarim. So it's also a situation where the Gemara says, Eis l'asis Hashem, it's a time that we have to do something for the sake of heaven, for the sake of Hashem, Eferu Torah Secha, we're allowed to, within limits, sometimes break a law of the Torah. If there's a necessity, the Gemara tells us this is one of those times, that if we are incapable of reading, saying the Divrei Torah from inside the Sefer, we're able to say it outside. Sivzayim, Yish Limchais, you should prevent, you should put a stop, B'yad Ha'imrim T'china Shib Ma'amadais. In the Tefillah of Ma'amadais, you know, find a sitter that has a Ma'amadais, at the end of each Ma'amad, each day, there is a short prayer, a short Tefillah, that one is supposed to say. At the end of that Tefillah, it ends off, Baruch Ata Shemea Tefillah. So the Kitzur is telling us we should prevent people from saying that with the Shem Hashem. Yish Limchais, we should stop Biyad Ha'imrim T'china Shib Ma'amadais in the hands of those who say the supplications at the end of the Ma'amadais, and the Simon at the end of Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Tefillah, at the end of using the name of Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who hears our prayers. Al Yish Limchais Baruch Shemei Tefillah, you should just say the word Baruch Shemei Tefillah, say it as a blessing, but without the name of Hashem.